He might be the first tight end drafted in the 2020 NFL draft. Cole Kmet with us here out of Lake Barrington, Illinois, and the University of Notre Dame. Cole, I think people want to know, did you grow up a Chicago Bears fan?
I did. I did grow up a Chicago Bears fan. My dad played for them briefly, and always grew up rooting for the Bears.
So if you could perhaps script it, would you go to the Bears at number 43 and or number 50?
Hey, I mean, that'd be great. Obviously, it'd be awesome, as a kid growing up to watch the Bears. But, you know, who's ever willing to take me first is who I want to go play for.
Yeah, what's the sense you're getting right now? Do you a lot of people think you'll be the first tight end off the draft board. Do you think that'll be the case?
I think so. I mean, that's kind of what I've been hearing. So, you know, hopefully that happens. But I'm just, you know, obviously looking forward to Thursday and seeing how it all shapes out and just kind of hoping that I land in a great situation.
Yeah. What went into your decision coming out after your junior year?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I mean, I got all my best friends still at Notre Dame playing, and but at the end of the day, this was kind of something that, you know, I've always dreamed about. And as a kid, like, this is what I wanted to do, is play in the NFL. And, you know, the opportunity was there for me to do it. So I thought, why not? And, let's get this thing going.
Yeah. How do you kind of assess your jump from your sophomore year, catching 15 balls? And I know you're, you know, playing alongside some and maybe additional talent at that point, to what you were able to do as a junior.
Yeah, I think for me, it was just kind of, something that kind of happened was just patience. You know, I had to kind of wait things out a little bit in terms of, you know, we had a lot of talented older guys there when I was a freshman and sophomore, and kind of just waiting for my time. And then obviously just along with, you know, kind of maturing and, you know, becoming a better football player were things that also went into it. So, you know, from the production standpoint, just kind of waiting my turn and also just kind of, you know, getting better throughout my first couple of years.
Is there any tight end that you pattern your game after?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm a huge Gronkowski guy. I'm a guy that's who I grew up, you know, looking after when I was a kid, and who I modeled my game after in high school and in college. So he's a guy that I really look up to, and he's a guy that I really try and model my game after.
Are you going to model the Gronk off the field as well? Are we going to get some cool Cole Kmet Instagram videos coming?
I'm not like that. I'm not as talented as a dancer as he is, but, you know, the on-the-field stuff is kind of what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, well, he was, Hall of Fame tight end, so that's a hell of a guy to choose. Have you looked at what they're rating you as far as the draft boards and what your strengths and weaknesses are? Have you peeked at that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'll look at that. I'll get that feedback from the scouts and, you know, whoever I talk to from teams. So those are the kind of people that I really listen to and kind of focus on. So, you know, I'm hearing anywhere between late first to second round. So we'll kind of see what happens there. But, definitely really looking forward to it.
Is there anything on the weaknesses thing that really bothers you? Like, I'm looking at it right now. Below average instincts and angles as move blocker, inefficient and slow getting into blocking fits. A lot, I guess they're underlining the blocking. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah. No, I know there's some things in my blocking that I have to work on, and, a lot of technique issues that I have to work. So, no, there's definitely, I think sometimes maybe some people overestimate the blocking in terms of the weakness, but, you know, there's definitely still some things that I can work on as a blocker.
Yeah. I'm watching you as a pass catcher, Cole, and you seem comfortable all over the field. Burst, you know, down the seam, yeah, and making yourself available and then turning it upfield.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm really comfortable in the pass game. That's something that I really excelled at this past year, and something that I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of showing off at the next level. But, being able to stretch the team, kind of work short, intermediate routes, some of that, and specialize, especially the past year.
Okay, your cell's breaking up here a little bit. Hopefully it'll kick back in here. Cole, let's talk about your work with Gillette heading into the draft here, which this is just crazy, right? Normally you'd be walking on the big stage, and now you're going to be sitting at home as we're trying to minimize the spread, of course, of COVID-19. And people can learn more about this at hashtag NFL Draft Red Carpet. Talk about what Gillette's doing for you with the draft and why you wanted to partner up with them.
Yeah, so Gillette just kind of helped me book and feel my best for this big night coming up, and they're kind of just put on this epic virtual red carpet experience. So kind of something that we would be doing if we were in Vegas, but we're doing that in our home. So, you know, guys are dressing up, looking good, feeling good, and You know, you can check it out on my social media channel, both Twitter and Instagram, at Cole Kmet, C-O-L-E-K-M-E-T, and then you can also follow along with the NFL Twitter channel.
Cole, you do you have any of the Bo Jackson desires in you? Because, of course, you went to Notre Dame, you're playing baseball, so I'm thinking you're just focused on football right now, but somewhere in you, there's that baseball love probably still resides.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bo Jackson was a guy I also watched too growing up. But no, at this point, like, it's all football for me, and this is what I want to do. You know, Bo Jackson's a special type of an athlete, but for me, this is football is what I want to do right now. That's all I want to do.
Do you think playing baseball at all in college maybe slowed your development on the football field? You've done okay here. You're going in the NFL, but do you think it had any impact?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's helped me a lot in terms of being just a competitor, you know, I was a closer for the baseball team, and, you know, kind of being put in those situations was something that was kind of, you know, put a lot of pressure on you and kind of kept me competitive all year long. So if anything, I think it was a good thing, just from a competitive standpoint, and, you know, obviously I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I love that. Last one, what was your best learning experience, the best part of playing at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think the best part of playing at Notre Dame was running out of the tunnel, you know, in front of, you know, 80,000 fans, and it was sold out every time I was there. So it was a lot of fun. One game that really sticks out to me was this past year against USC, so always being able to beat the Trojans is a lot of fun, especially at home. You know, so the learning lesson I learned there was just to be patient, you know, wait. You kind of have to wait for your thing, but, you know, wait for your turn, but also kind of staying, you know, persistent and staying staying hungry in terms of what your goals are.
It's awesome. Hey, Cole, congrats and best of luck coming up on draft night, and we'll be watching you. Hashtag NFL Draft Red Carpet. Great working with Gillette.